We are back. Lazy Mota Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast. Chilling back, jamming, hanging out. Louis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. I got a super special guest. This little guy just impressed me from the fucking get, son. Give it up for my friend and yours, Mr. Damon Howard.
Hey, Louis. Nice to be here.
What's up, Damon? Man, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Good,
you remember the first joke you said on my mic?
I think it was the one about the CDC.
No, yeah, the CDC says keep your social distance, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it. Say it real quick.
Oh, gosh, how does that even go? In case anyone is concerned, I am following the CDC's guidelines and maintaining 6 feet socially distant from men, 10 feet emotionally distant from women.
That was so cute, dude. That was perfect, bro. That was a great joke. It was too cute. You can't laugh at it, bro. Especially during social distancing, which is kind of fake. No, I'm just playing. But no, dude, you're a hip cat, dude. I dig it, dude. I dig your whole style, bro. Yeah. You're real sharp. Mr. Damon Howard. Where did you start doing comedy at? Was it here in Denver?
I think the first time I did my open mic was up in Boulder. I just got, I think it was like my sophomore year of college. Then after I graduated, I came to one down in Denver, and it was like the worst experience.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Where was it at? Do you remember?
It's right beside, is that a bar? It's like a comedy bar. It's shut down now. I don't know what it is. It's like where Voodoo, it's like just off the corner of like Voodoo Comedy.
Oh, at Voodoo Comedy Playhouse?
Yeah, right close to there. Right,
okay, it's
there.
Called Rise now. But yeah, I actually hosted a New Year's showcase there 2 years ago.
Okay.
Me, Brian Evans got on it. Ron Ferguson and AJ Finney headlined. Ron Ferguson featured, AJ Finney headlined. And those were, like, some big cats. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first time when I introduced somebody. I was like, oh, this guy's been on Comedy Central. Or this guy got a new Fit TV show coming out. Give it up for Ron Ferguson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was, like, the first time I introduced, like, some really big-name cats, dude. You know what I mean? And that's why I love hosting for you guys every Friday at Brews, dude. Mm. It's awesome. You know what, dude? I love you because you're so respectful. Every time that Damon Howard goes to leave the mic, he says, "Louis, thank you for hosting again, dude. You're a true gentleman in this sport of assholes, bro, right now, dude." I'm not even joking, dude. Seeing you at the open mic, you're out there. You're doing it, dude. I appreciate motherfuckers that put in the time and the work and just keep going every night of the week. That's the only way you're going to get booked. That's the only way you're going to do well. And you're doing it, bro. You're going to be one of those clean comics, bro. If you can do it, dude. Yeah, I see you totally roaming around the circuit with Mark Masters and a bunch of other motherfuckers. But you do have to put in your time, the effort. And I see you doing that strong work. What do you do as a day job, dude?
I'm a baker during the day job.
Oh, yeah? Where at? Like King Supers?
No,
where at?
I'm at the Whole Foods in Glendale, so.
All right. Oh, man. Right there in the hood, huh? Fucking Glendale. Man. That's cool. Nah, dude. That's dope, bro. Do you make pumpernickel bread?
Oh, no. Not the good. I make macaroons every now and then.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah,
do you sprinkle cocaine on the top or just powdered sugar?
Powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. Okay, you guys. Yeah. The guy that does the Cherry Creek Market does cocaine in his car. I don't know if he sprinkles it on his macaroons, but watch out. I bet you there's like fucking old white bitches addicted to those macaroons because he's sprinkling a little bit of cocaine. They're like, oh, you look good. She's like, I'm on this macaroon diet. I fucking just clean the house 17 times a day. No, dude. I see, you see some crazy shit if you open your eyes here in Denver. Yeah. There's some crazy shit going on, man. Wait,
does cocaine still work when you, like, put it through your mouth?
I thought it was, like, orally, for sure.
Oh, okay.
No, I know a guy that doesn't sniff it.
Yeah.
But he'll go fucking, like, what you would give him in a line. Yeah. He would just fucking wipe it up in his finger and put it in his mouth. You metabolize it.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's just like, so people talk shit about me because I talk about smoking crack sometimes and shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got bad sinuses. I can't sniff cocaine. You know what I mean? If I sniff cocaine, I'd fucking be huffy and puffy and, you know, I'd be all fucked up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't sniff cocaine. Every once in a while, I do smoke fucking crack rock. But it's just like, it's the difference. I say it like this. I say the difference between that is like smoking a joint and smoking a blunt and then doing a dab. Like, you see me doing dabs, right? Mm-hmm. So I could smoke 3 joints or I could do 2 dabs and be high as fuck. Mm-hmm. Now, if I smoke those 2 joints, I'd have to smoke a blunt later to get high again. Or I could do 2 more dabs and be high as fuck again.
Yeah.
It's just, do you want to get high instantly or do you want to fucking play games and keep snorting cocaine until you run out of money? You know what I mean? You can fucking waste all your money on snorting cocaine and not get as high as you did those first 3 little fucking lines you did.
Yeah, you want more bang for your buck.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking not dumb, bro. I went to fucking drug college, dude. Fuck that shit. Right on, Kelsey Woods, for the drug college. I didn't even know I said that until you told me I said that, dude. But go to drug fucking college, cocksucker. You know what I mean? I'm over this shit, dude. I'm just like, It's fun and games. And then, like, there's cool people like you that don't do drugs. But you know what? I told you to drop me off at the dope man's house of like, last month and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, you didn't say nothing. You said, well, I'm not going to take you home after you go to the dope man's. I was like, perfect. Just drop me off on this corner right here. I got to go to the ATM and have a great night.
Yeah.
But you didn't judge me on that or nothing, bro. You know what I mean? And that's how it goes, dude. That's how cool people, you're like, dude, I respect you like a motherfucker. I hope you respect me.
Yeah.
Like, I love everybody. I would never downplay anybody if they had a problem. Like, shit, man, I fucking had a crazy weekend. I did shrooms on Friday.
Yeah.
Me and the homeboy Vic G, he made me that cool hat over there. And I was like, that hat's so cool. Yeah, I'll do acid with you on Sunday on the Lord's Day. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Sunday, I fucking did a bunch of acid, and it was fun, and it was great.
Yeah.
And then I went to Epic Brewing the next day, and I think I was still coming down from the acid. I had a great set there, dude. It was fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just how it goes. I mean, this comedy scene is coming back. I can't wait for you to see the full comedy scene. Like, man, we got to start taking you to, like, go watch showcases, and when Comedy Works Downtown opens back up, dude, right when it opens up, dude, we got to be there the first day, even if it's just to check out a show or something like that. Thick Skin, New Talent Night, you got to go sign up for New Talent Night, and we'll just go check out the show if we don't get on.
Yeah.
But, like, seeing shows like that, seeing how good a crowd could be, oh, man, it's crazy, dude. Comedy Works is electric when you're down there.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm not lying. So right before COVID season, for a whole seven months, my week was this. Monday, Thick Skin, Comedy Works.
Uh-huh.
Be there. Fuck it. They pull your name out of a bucket. You get on stage, you're lucky as fuck.
Yeah.
Tuesday, you go sign up on the backup list on New Talent Night, you know, because if somebody fucks up and is not there, you want their spot.
Yeah.
That way you could go up there, you do your newbie set, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That was so hard for me to cut down my shit to 2 minutes.
That's a tight 2, yeah.
But it's even tighter than that. The people laugh. Do 1:40.
What do you mean by that?
Practice 1:40. You're going to have to wait for the people to finish laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking. You're going to have to wait for people to finish laughing.
Yeah.
so you don't go over your time. So the me and I think Alec Flynn, we're both doing 3 minutes on our new talent night.
Yeah.
We get into the where the people give you critiques about your sets, and they go like this. They go, homeboy does the time. Alec Flynn, 2 minutes, 57 seconds. You were off the stage. Great timing. He was off right before his 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they go to my timing, and they go, Luis Martinez, 2 minutes, 58 seconds, and you're giving everybody a wave and walking off the stage.
Yeah.
And, like, Janae Burris goes like this. That's perfect timing.
Hmm.
They're like, you didn't even get a light. And you were just right before you get 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what straight up for that C list, I practiced for 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
Because I knew you have to wait for him to finish laughing, dude. You take it in, bro.
Yeah.
That gives you more energy to fucking pop that last joke in their fucking face, dude. It's fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see somebody as sharp as you. Like, there's this kid, Eric Shih. He's sharp, bro. This little Chinese kid is sharp as fuck.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
You know Eric Shih. If you've seen Eric Shih, dude, he's sharp, bro. You know what I mean? And I love that little kid, and he just hits it. And you start hitting it, and then these crowds, they love it, bro. Like, fucking, like I said, bro, when I first heard that first joke you said, I was like, that is sharp. Like, fucking, and then you kept going. And in your breaking up shit, oh, man, when chicks break up with you.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, come on, bro. Yeah. That's sharp, bro. Keep going. Punch more in the middle, okay?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only advice I have for you. Find more punches that are funny in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you'll come up with it. Polish it like this, like a fucking, like a beautiful stone.
Yeah.
You got to polish these jokes, dude. Mm-hmm. The punch a girl story, that shit, that shit wasn't funny for fucking 6 months, bro. Yeah. One time, this girl slapped my titty, and she goes, you should do fans only. And I was like, what? She's like, just say you're a girl and fucking take pictures of your tits and do fans only.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah. Then I went, oh, what if I said I was a girl? I said, what if I said I was a girl before I punched her?
Yeah.
And I'm a girl. I'm a girl. I'm a big fat girl. That's what it was before I identify.
Yeah.
And then after my new talent night, homeboy goes, you know what makes that joke perfect? You say you identify.
Mm-hmm.
And now I do the identify as a girl, I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl, pie, and bam. That, like, last night I bombed, bro. Had a show. You seen me at the open mic, right?
Yeah.
Before the show,
yeah,
over there at Stoney's?
You did well. You did very well.
Yeah, I did really good. At the open mic.
Yeah.
That same thing at the showcase, 6 people laughed in a room with like 50. I'm not even joking. And fuck, dude. Oh, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, but 6 people did laugh, but it was a room of 50.
Yeah.
Like, I probably had the room 20% of the time last night, the whole room. The rest of the time, I was totally pandering to these little dudes in the front 2 tables that were slamming hard, you know what I mean? I had those guys going, but the rest of the room, I don't know what happened. And then, I don't know if it's just, like, other cats later on in the show had it going.
Yeah.
The headliner had it going, but he's bad. I love that motherfucker, dude, Brent Tobler. Brent Tobler is a bad motherfucker, bro. And he just hit the room. Same thing with Anthony Armstrong. That motherfucker went up there and he was like, man, I don't know. Like, he started talking shit. He talked shit to the crowd, kind of, but then he whipped them right back. He snapped them right, like, just, so I love Anthony Armstrong because if you watch any of his fucking Comedy Works videos on YouTube,
yeah,
he goes out there and he'll be like, what? You white people ain't got no black friends? Because it's an all-white crowd.
Yeah.
He's like, you ain't got one black friend? And he fucks with them.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or he comes out and he goes like this, man, I wish I had a cookie.
Yeah.
To dip into this white milk like that, and he puts it out in the crowd. Yeah. And it's fucked up, but people respect that.
Yeah, just add on top of that, like, when I see your set, I don't think of, like, a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
Is that, what are you trying to go for? Are you trying to go for, like, the whole audience, or do you just want, like, a little pocket of people?
It don't matter? No, because, you know what, so, I'm practicing for the clean show at Denver City Market. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have thrown that out there last night, but Alan comes to me, and he goes, yo, fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tried the Biden shit right away. Didn't work. I tried this other shit right away. Didn't work. And you know what? I commented on it. I was like, all right, you didn't like that? You might not like this. You didn't like that? You're really not going to like this. Then I was like, I'm going to get you back with this. It was like, home run Babe Ruth. And I fucking got half the crowd back with the fucking punch a girl story.
Yeah.
And then I went in and then I told him, I was like, well, I was like, I didn't get enough of you guys back, so I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the gay Jose.
Yeah.
And that was where I had 20% of the crowd the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I had the whole crowd for the gay Jose.
Yeah.
Because it's a very cute story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relatable story.
Yeah.
And the coincidence at the end, it's just undeniably fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, that's when I had the whole crowd, was right at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, you got to get off the stage. I'm glad I got off. I almost got off the stage. I looked at my phone and I had a minute. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm really going to fuck with these people. Yeah. And I did the keep an eye out joke for you.
Yeah.
And, oh, it went horribly wrong, dude. Somebody dropped a fork during the crescendo of that fucking joke, dude. And I was like, oh, should I just leave? Nope, I'm going to finish. Then that's how you do it, dude.
Yeah.
I have to finish, dude. I got to do my time.
Yeah.
This is going to do my time perfect, whether you like it or not. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. I left, and Alan goes, dude, that's exactly what I want. And I was like, cool, dude. That's exactly what I was going to give to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that's how it goes.
Yeah. You think I can ask you a couple of questions, actually?
Yeah, sure.
I know you've been doing it for 4 years, 3, 4, 5 years
it's,
now?
It's, I think, I don't know, dude. Yeah. So, it might be 4, but 3 strong.
3 strong, okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I've just been noticing some things, like, when I go around and talk to people, like, I like to ask him, he's like, what's your end goal here? Because when I talk to some people, they say, like, I just want to make money. Like, I want to make money doing comedy, which I can't really relate to that, because the whole reason, like, I'm doing this is I want to be good. I just want to be good at what I do. And
okay,
it's different to hear that from different people.
So when you are good at what you do,
yeah,
you're going to make money doing comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, but then in the same, like, I love doing the open mics for you guys.
Yeah.
And that's partially me making money off of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get paid to do that. Hopefully, either I get another open mic some other place that I get paid at, or I start a showcase at some other place where I get paid at to bring other comics in. And that's when you say, ah, man, the best people at my open mic, I'm going to have as an opener.
Yeah.
And as an opener, you might get free drinks. If you don't drink, I'm going to get you a meal. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to respect people that don't drink beer. When I get them an opening gig, I'm going to get them paid then.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I've been talking with a lot of veterans in the game, like Dick Black.
Mm-hmm.
Alan's showing me the ropes. So I'm fucking like, I want to be like Alan. I got my license back so I can get my car going.
Yeah.
I want to go on the road. I want to go do gigs in other places. I want to try my hand at this game, dude. I want to really do it.
Yeah.
And that entails you getting gigs, places for real comics to get paid for their craft. And you get real comics in there to fucking headline, feature, and then you get your favorites from your open mic to do opener, 5 minutes, guest spots, 5 minutes. And then you get people that are killing it in the game. Nick Dean.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers that are coming back. I seen Steve Vanderplume last night over there. And what's her name? I don't want to be a jerk, but I forget her name. I'll think of it in a sec. But, like, Steve Vanderplume, all those cats, you want to give those guys good fucking little guest spots and features on your fucking shows, bro, because they're really good cats. Zach Moss, you want him headlining. You want fucking Derek Stroop headlining. Uh-huh. You want Movita headlining your fucking showcases and shit. And you just want to go, like, hopefully this shit is really coming back, because I pitched fucking showcases all around town right before fucking the COVID shit hit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were making moves. We fucking had brews. We did two, three brew shows right before COVID. Yeah. And then that's like, I'm so glad that they got back with us right during, right, we did the very first open mic, mm-hmm. January 1st of this year.
Yeah.
We had the very first open mic, dude. We've been going ever since, dude.
Yeah.
And that's a testament. We haven't missed a week. Not even when it was -0. All you fucking crazy fucks still showed up, bro. Yeah, dude. You're OG, bro. You know what, dude? You get ups whenever you want if you showed up to that show, bro. That's why I got you fucking on the list. I circle you now.
Yeah.
You know, because I want you to go up. I want people to see what I see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, where are you from originally, Mr. Damon Howard? And then I'll give you one more question to me.
Yeah. So my family's originally, well, it's a long story. I'll give up where I'm from though.
Yeah, he's native, so it's a long story. Like he's from the ant people tribe, bro. They went underneath the ground in the last cataclysm. No, I'm just playing. But where are you from for real?
I'm from Arizona. I was born in Mesa there. I'm actually one of two siblings. It's me and my brother and my mom. That's basically the three of us. Then we just grew up. We moved around a lot, which is why it's weird, because I think my mom had me when she was... She had my brother when she was 24, and she had me when she was 26.
So you're, yeah. You got an older brother.
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he a jerk to you?
when you're little, yeah. When you're the young, like, annoying little brother, you get beat up a lot, so... But yeah, it's funny, because you get used to it, like, you get used to the beating, so when you go out in the real world, it's like, this shit's nothing to me.
Nothing, man, bro. I got a brother, fool. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this scar right here, like, right in the center of my forehead, yeah, that's when he hit me in the head with a shovel, so...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's never went away.
So my dad got the perfect circle in the middle of his forehead, it's like a divot.
Yeah.
And that's from his sister digging her fingernail and going like that, bro. Just dug the shit out of his fucking forehead, dude. Mm-hmm. So my dad's a middle child, so he's like the most fucked up one of the family, you know?
Yeah. I met him, though. He's a nice guy, though. I met
yeah,
him.
No, yeah. He's sharp, bro. He's cool. Nah, he's been sober. He was sober for when my grandma passed away in December.
Yeah.
And that's like a thing I thought I'd never fucking see, dude. I thought my dad would lose it, bro, and he didn't. So
hopefully
you can keep your head, bro. He can keep his head, bro. I'm very proud of him right now, for real.
Yeah. Well, it's a tricky thing. I think I was reading a book a while back. It was just about how overcoming addiction, it takes a lot of willpower.
Yeah.
Willpower. So whenever you use like a lot of willpower, it basically drains you of like your other type of energy you're using. So you just feel so sensitive to everything else around you.
Well, no, man, that's like him going to my mic the other day.
Yeah.
And like, dude, the way I started that mic, it was great. He had a great time. I actually told the Lyft driver the story about it last night on the way home. This crazy kid from Jersey, dude, it was super cool. So I told him the Lyft story. I was like, I was telling the story about my dad fucked my like second cousin's mom, and I got in trouble for saying that because I fought that dude at my school.
Yeah,
and And the Lyft driver's like, dude, you're fucking crazy, dude. And I was like, yeah, bro. I was like, but the best was I started the whole fucking show was I was like, hey, everybody, give it up for my dad. He survived COVID. He's like the Mexican cockroach. And I was like, I just pray he makes it to his next birthday. And everybody's clapping. And I go, hey, dads, when's your next birthday? And he goes, this Sunday. I was like, everybody pray my dad makes it for three more days. And I was like, the whole crowd erupted. I was like, it was a great show. I was like, but man, yeah, no, my dad, he's a tough old bastard, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing with my mom, dude. My mom's crazy, bro. So like I said, I tripped acid Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So I'm over there podcasting with fucking with Corey Cooley and Alan Bromwell. And me and Vic G were high on acid with our shirts off, drinking, having a good old time.
Yeah.
And then my mom calls. I'm stranded. I'm locked out of the house. She's half lit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, are you serious, mom? I don't want to say, yo, mom, I'm tripping acid. Leave me the fuck alone. So I was like, call me right back. I told her how to break into the house. You know what I mean? She can't comprehend that shit, dude.
Yeah.
I can't do that. So right when she's calling me back, like 20 minutes later,
yeah.
I already got Alan and Vic G in the car, and we're on the way over here.
Yeah,
I'm tripping balls. Me and Vic G are tripping balls. We had to put our shirts back on. And then we get back over here. I open up the door, I let my mom in, and then she goes, all right, I gotta go. I was like, no. I was like, you're so drunk, you just locked your way yourself out of the... So I'm trying to get her keys from her.
Yeah.
And Alan's outside, faded, peeing in the middle of the street. Vic G's on the other side of the car, peeing in the gutter. And he's like, hey, man, can I meet your mom? And I was like, no, Vic G, you can't meet my... Get in the fucking car. He's like, all right, well, let's go to the sanctuary, bro. We just got to be quiet. And I was like, I'm going to tell Alan that. Yeah, I'm going to stay here so my mom don't leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought we were going to go do more drugs. And I was like, no, Alan, we're going to go take VXG home. I'm already high on acid and my mom's drunk. I was like, I got to stay here. And Alan was like, come on, let's go for a ride. And I was like, mom, I'm going to go to Wadsworth and I'll be right back. Me and Alan go to Wadsworth. We come right back. She's fucking gone, bro. Mm. Gone, dude. All drunk, gone. Fucking, I'm like, fuck. I'm calling her. It was a fucked up night, bro.
Yeah.
I'm high on acid, listening to crazy music, dude. Waiting for my mom to come home. Bella keeps scratching at her door, tripping me out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a fun night. But that's how it goes, dude. You got to deal with the crazy, bro. I'm just glad that wasn't my dad.
Yeah.
Because at least my mom does have a license she could lose. It's just, I don't know, people make bad decisions. Do you know that?
Yeah, my family had like a big problem with like alcohol just growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and since like my dad left us when we were little, so it was just like my mom raising me and my brother the entire time.
It's like my dad was there for me, like, they've been divorced for a very long time, and that's how it went. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it was weekends, sometimes I didn't get to see my dad for a while. You know what I mean? It used to suck sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you know your dad now?
Or No, I don't know.
You don't talk to him at all?
No.
That's cool too, dude. Maybe he wouldn't have been a good influence on you.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you just gotta like trust your parents that they make the right decision. And you know, when someone leaves your family, it probably means they're not that good a guy. So
that's like, yeah, that's like my dad was there though, dude. I give my dad props. Like I remember the day he got out of jail when he after he got arrested with like a bunch of fucking kilos of coke and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The day he got out of jail, he caught two buses to go see my last Little League game, dude, right up here off of 72nd, dude.
Yeah.
So that takes heart, bro. You know what I mean? Come right out of jail, catch three buses to go catch your son's last baseball game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I know he was there.
Yeah.
But one good thing, I'm glad my mom didn't let me go see him in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one thing I'm glad my mom never let me, because I've only been arrested one time. How about you?
Zero.
Good. Keep it up. Keep it up, brother. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, the first time I ever got arrested, I was like 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And the arresting officer was like, how many times you been arrested? I was like, none, motherfucker. None, fool. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just keep your nose clean and all that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the fake chorizo?
Yeah, it was good.
Invented a new meal, you guys. Mm. Fake chorizo. Come to fucking Northside and get Lou's fake chorizo. So, oh man, I think we covered a lot in a half an hour. I think we should keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
Just like your fucking sets.
Oh.
Hey, you guys, Damon Howard is going to be, like, the next, like, what I'm predicting is, what's the fucker with the straight silver hair now? Oh, man, I forget his name, dude. I've been tripping ass and my brain's almost fried, too. Yeah. But he's a super sharp kid, bro. So keep your eye out for my friend and yours, Damon Howard, dude. I appreciate you, motherfucker. All the way from Arizona, I'm going to get it right now. Mesa, Arizona,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Yep.
Where it's hot, son. Where the Indians got dark skin. Nah, Damon, you're the man, bro. I love you. And we're going to eat fucking fake chorizo and jam some music, dude. Are you down with that, Damon Howard?
Yeah, I can hang out.
You
want to
hang out? Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you. We're going to drop this right now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, my mom's home, even though she's not here. All right, thank you, Damon.
Thanks
for
coming,
bro.
I appreciate it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace out.